Today, a federal judge in New York struck down the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act because it has no exception to preserve the health of the woman who's pregnant. The judge is the second federal judge to find the law unconstitutional and the second to criticize Congress for passing it without a health exception. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
U.S. District Court Judge Richard Casey minced no words about how he feels about some of the abortions targeted by the so-called Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act. In his 94-page ruling, Casey described one of the procedures targeted by Congress as gruesome, brutal, barbaric, and uncivilized. And he as much as frowned on arguments by abortion proponents who argued why some of those procedures are needed. But the judge also had strong words for Congress. Casey wrote, "While Congress and lower courts may disagree with the Supreme Court's constitutional decisions, that does not free them from their constitutional duty to obey the Supreme Court's rulings." In particular, its ruling 4 years ago in a case called Stenberg. In that case, the court struck down a Nebraska law similar to the federal Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act. The court held that a law banning a particular abortion procedure must include an exception to allow the procedure when it's necessary to protect a woman's life and health. The federal law has no health exception. When Congress passed the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act, it reasoned that what it intended to outlaw is never medically necessary. Judge Casey found otherwise, as did a federal judge in California in June. In a third legal challenge to the law, a federal judge in Nebraska is scheduled to rule next month. The law defines partial birth abortions as those in which a doctor vaginally delivers a living fetus until either the head or the body up to the navel is outside the body of the mother. Then the skull is punctured or crushed. Challengers of the law say the wording is so vague that it can ban abortions as early as the first trimester. Today, challengers of the law said they're not surprised by Judge Casey's ruling because of the Supreme Court case in Stenberg. Julie Sternberg is a lawyer for the ACLU, which argued the New York case on behalf of the National Abortion Federation and seven physicians who perform abortions.
What this decision really means is that, at the end of the day, doctors get to decide what procedures are safest for women, not Congress.
But defenders of the law say they're just getting warmed up to fight for it. They have their eyes on the Supreme Court. In a statement, Justice Department spokeswoman Monica Goodling said the department would continue to defend the law to protect innocent new life. The department already has appealed the ruling in the California case. Jay Sekulow of the Conservative American Center for Law and Justice said he was disappointed, but he said he was also heartened in a way by Casey's ruling.
Judge Casey is very clear when you read the entire 94 pages, does not like this procedure and feels like it could be banned, but he felt constrained by Stenberg.
Casey also addressed a provocative issue that's deeply disputed among medical professionals, the question of whether fetuses experience pain. Casey may be the first federal judge to find there's credible evidence that some abortions cause fetuses severe pain. For that and other reasons, Sekulow said conservatives believe the federal law is worth fighting for up to the Supreme Court. And there, he says, it all depends on who is sitting in those nine seats. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.